Thomas Peel, I want to go back a few years. Can you tell us how the police handling of this case was controversial?
Police had planned to raid the bakery on August 1st, 2007. They're investigating two other murders that occurred in July and a kidnapping and torture case of some women who were snatched off the highway at gunpoint in May of 2007. The bakery was suspected, or bakery members were suspected in those crimes. Police had put together search warrants. They were going to go in there on August 1st. Big operation, 200 cops going to raid this place for the first time in Oakland's history. And two senior SWAT commanders were on a camping trip. And the police brass decided, well, we'll wait two days to come back. I mean, the bakeries existed as what police believed to be a criminal enterprise for three decades in Oakland. What, in their minds, were two more days. The next morning, Chauncey Bailey was killed.
Was there a cover-up of that by the police?
That's been a little bit, I think, overblown in terms of it being as big as it's made to have seemed lately by a TV station. Police didn't admit or acknowledge for a long time that that raid was delayed. Bob Butler, another reporter on the Chauncey Bailey Project, and I pursued that. We had SWAT policemen telling us that that was the case, that they knew it, that they were involved in it, that they were ordered to stand down and wait 2 days to do this. We eventually got at it in late 2008 and reported it because police had – this operation was so big, they had to rent U-Haul trucks to haul the police up there to the bakery. So all of a sudden they could throw open the back of the truck and 20 cops could pour out. They didn't have any vehicles that big a capacity within the department. So we used the California Public Records Act to request the credit card receipts that the police used to rent the trucks, and then a second set of trucks because they delayed the raid 2 days. So we had documentation that showed they had trucks. They stood down. They took the trucks back to the rental place. Then they went back later and rented trucks again. It confirmed what the police were telling us. So we asked for an interview with Police Chief Wayne Tucker, who hadn't granted any interviews about the Bailey case. But this particular question irked him. And he agreed to let us come down to the police department and talk to him. And he, at that point, kind of tripped over himself, but admitted that there was a delay. And we reported that in 2008. And that's
where it goes. Were there any repercussions for that delay?
Well, within 2 months of that interview, Tucker was out as police chief. Now, there was another issue that drove that. We had also revealed in a separate and rather unrelated piece of reporting that he had appointed a head of the Internal Affairs Unit who had once been disciplined for compromising an internal affairs investigation in which a drug suspect was beaten who later died. When that came out, the city council had scheduled a vote of no confidence in Tucker. And it kind of became this cumulative thing. And among the issues that council members said weighed into it was the raid delay. And the fact that it wasn't the mistake, which by all accounts was an honest mistake. There was nothing nefarious about it. They delayed 2 days. They didn't delay 2 days because they certainly didn't delay 2 days because they knew that a murder was about to occur. But the lack of acknowledgement of it kind of undermined Tucker's credibility.